Newsom, California lawmakers withdraw alternative anti-crime ballot measure. One day ahead of the deadline for the legislature to place initiatives on the November ballot, California Governor Gavin Newsom and other state leaders decided after hours July 2 to pull a second ballot measure proposal that sought to reform a law passed by voters in 2014. Working with stakeholders and the legislature, we chose to introduce an alternative measure for Californians to consider that represented a balanced and comprehensive strategy that put public safety first without reverting to outdated and ineffective policies of decades past, Mr. Newsom said in a statement emailed to the Epoch Times July 3. Despite these efforts and having the votes necessary to pass the measure, we are unable to meet the ballot deadline to secure necessary amendments to ensure this measure's success, and we will be withdrawing it from consideration. At issue is Senate Bill 1381, which was changed in a gut amendment process after 7 p.m. on June 30 to create a ballot measure asking voters in November to reform Proposition 47. Prop 47 was passed by voters in 2014 to lower prison populations by reducing from felonies to misdemeanors some drug offenses and thefts under $950, and to strengthen penalties for repeat offenders of certain crimes. Had it passed the legislature, the initiative would have competed on the ballot with an existing qualified initiative known as the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, which received more than 600,000 signatures from eligible voters. If approved by voters, the measure would prioritize rehabilitation programs for those suffering from drug addiction while allowing felony charges for repeat offenders targeting fentanyl and retail theft, among other crimes. The governor and some lawmakers sought to have the voters' initiative removed from the ballot, but negotiations with proponents stalled. For months, attempts were made to engage the California District Attorneys Association in this effort, Mr. Newsom said. They refused, opting to instead push a ballot measure that would revive policies from the era of mass incarceration and the failed war on drugs. A group of 22 law enforcement agencies, including the California Narcotics Officers Association, California Coalition of School Safety Professionals, and 16 police officers associations, among others, sent a letter to lawmakers July 1 opposing the now-defunct second proposal. Our law enforcement organizations are strongly opposed to the ongoing political games involved in this latest attempt to improperly influence and defeat a citizens' initiative, the groups said in the letter. Please allow the voters to decide the fate of the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. Other critics of SB 1381 also alleged the proposal was a last-ditch effort to undermine the citizens' initiative. Newsom didn't have the votes and the measure had serious flaws because it was drafted last minute, Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher said in a July 3 press release. I want to thank my colleagues in the legislature for recognizing this and ultimately stopping this measure from advancing. He said the qualified ballot initiative would offer meaningful reform to laws he believes are jeopardizing public safety. The lawmaker also pointed to a package of public safety bills working their way through the legislature, suggesting the proposals will complement the existing ballot measure and help strengthen laws to protect communities. Together, we as legislators have crafted a retail theft package to be proud of, Mr. Gallagher said. It went through a transparent process, has bipartisan support, and will provide much-needed public safety reforms. The bills are not without controversy, as 10 of the 14 were amended in June to include non-operative clauses that would have caused them to become nullified if the Prop 47 reform measure is approved by voters. After the changes were staunchly opposed by Republicans and divided Democrats, the clauses were removed July 1. At the time, Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire said the amendments were rescinded because the legislature's ballot measure was their priority. We're moving forward with the ballot measure, that's what's changed, he told the Epoch Times July 1. We want to be able to have a clean vote on these bills. Now the amendments and the newly announced initiative are both no longer on the table. Looking forward, the governor said he supports the package of bills. building on the state's $1.1 billion investment to hire more police and tackle crime, I will soon sign a robust public safety package that expands criminal penalties, bolsters police and prosecutor tools, and cracks down on retail theft, the most significant reform in decades, Mr. Newsom said in his press release. I look forward to working with the legislature and our public safety and retail partners to go even further in the days ahead, without returning to the damaging policies of decades past.